going to learn Daf Chaf Hey Amud Beis of Maseches Megillah. This will be the last Amud of the third parak of Maseches Megillah, and next time we will move on to the final parak of Maseches Megillah. So we're really moving along over here. We left off last time. There was a Mishnah. The Mishnah spoke about certain parshios of the Torah that we read with Targum, certain parshios of the Torah that we read without translating, and we have a brisa that can tell us parshios that we don't read at all. So we're in the middle of discussing those parts of the Torah that we might think not to translate, but we do anyway. So we left off at Maisalot Ushtei Benosav Nikra Umetarge. Maisalot Ushtei Benosav Nikra Umetarge. So says the Gemara. This is again on the top line of the page. Maisalot Ushtei Benosav Nikra Umetarge, with the story of Lot and his two daughters, we read and we translate. So Pshita, why wouldn't we? Of course we read it and translate it. No, Maldutema Nichosh Lekvodu Davram. I might think that we have to be concerned that it's disrespectful to Avram Avinu, who was related to these people, that we shouldn't read about Lot committing incest. Kamash Milan therefore teaches us that no, you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about the covenant of Avram over here. This was about Lot. It wasn't about Avram. Maisa Tamar of Yehuda Nikra Metargim. We read and translate the story of Yehuda and Tamar. So Pshita, of course, why wouldn't we? I would think we should worry about the honor of Yehuda. It's very embarrassing for Yehuda that he slept with her and then she had to guilt him into admitting it. So Kamash Milan Shvachehu Da'odei. That's what the Braisa teaches us. No, it's not embarrassing for Yehuda. To the contrary, it's the greatest praise of Yehuda that when he made a mistake, he was willing to confess to it. He was willing to own up to it. That is not something everybody who makes mistakes is always willing to do. Maisa Egel Harishon Nikra Metargim, the story of the first Egel, we read and we translate. So Pshita, of course we would. Why wouldn't we? I might think that it's disrespectful to the Jewish people. The chiddush is that we read it and we translate it because that's a good kind of embarrassment. Yeah, it's embarrassing to us, and that embarrassment is what gives us kapara. That's what allows for us to have a kapara for that terrible, terrible act. Klalos uvrachos nikrenu metargamin. The curses and the blessings also we read and we translate. This is what we often refer to as the tochacha. It appears in Sefer Vayikra and again in Sefer Devarim. We have the tochacha. The tochacha we read and we translate. Says Mar Pshita, of course we would. We might think that it would become everyone would feel very dejected when we hear about all these curses, that it would get us all depressed. So Kamash Mala, and therefore comes to teach us that no, we don't have to be worried about this. Other Rabbi, we got to keep our ears open, and when we need to be yelled at, and we need to be given muster to, so we have to be ready to hear it. Asaros va'onshin nikrenu metargamin, the warnings and different punishments for various averos, we read and we translate. So pshito, that's obvious also. Mal detema nechosh dilma asu lemevid miyira kamash mlan. I might think that we have to be worried that people are going to come to do these mitzvos only because they're afraid of getting punished, and that's not the reason to do mitzvahs. The reason to do mitzvahs is because you love Hashem and you want to serve Hashem. So Kamash Malan teaches us, no, we shouldn't have to be concerned about that. We shouldn't worry about that. Read it, translate it, don't worry about any of that. Maisa Amnon v'Tamar Nikra Metargim, the story of Amnon and Tamar. It's amazing. Two women in Tanakh named Tamar, and they both suffered so, so terribly, but they were both such Nashim Tzidkaniyos, such special holy, holy women. So Amnon and Tamar was the story where David HaMelech's son, Amnon, rapes his own sister, Tamar, David HaMelech's special, precious daughter. So Maisa, and we read that, and we translate that. Maisa Avshalom Nikra Metargim, the story of Avshalom also, we read and we translate. So Pshita, the Gemara says, isn't that obvious? Mal detema lechosh liyukrei de David, kamash mlan. I might think we should worry about the honor of David in doing so, in reading and translating that. So therefore, it teaches us, no, you don't have to worry about that. You read it and you translate. Maisa Pilagish Begiva Nikra Metargim, the story in Sefer Shoftim, at the end of Sefer Shoftim, of that crazy story of the Pilagish Begiva, that concubine, that the man who was visiting, when the people from the city came and said, we want this man who's visiting your house, throw him out to us, we want to be able to commit horrible sins with him. And the host threw out his Pilagish instead, and the Pilagish was chopped up into, the next morning, the Pilagish was delivered dead on the doorway, on the doorstep, and the man chopped up the Pilagish into 12 pieces and sent parts of her body all over Klal Yisrael. Crazy story, this crazy story. So we read it and we translate. Pshita, of course we do, why not? I might think that we have to worry about the honor of Binyamin, because it tells how the members of the Shevet of Binyamin slept with that Pilegesh and abused her all night till she died. So it's a very embarrassing thing for the Shevet of Binyamin. I might think out of honor to them, we shouldn't read it. So it comes to tell me that we do read it. Hoda es Yerushalayim es toavoseha nikro metargim. The part of the Navi where that describes in Yecheskel the embarrassment of Yerushalayim, we read and we translate. Pshita, why not? Lafukim et Rebbe Lazar. So again, it comes to tell me, not like Rebbe Lazar holds. Titania, Maisa Bademechad, Shahaya, Kari Lemalim Rebbe Lazar, Hoda es Yerushalayim es toavoseha. One time there was a guy that was reading this section of Sefer Yecheskel by Rabbi Eliezer. Amar lo, Rebbe Lazar said to him, Achat abodik betoevis Yerushalayim. Before you speak so negatively about Yerushalayim, why don't you look at your own mom? It was the first Yo Mama. And they actually looked into his lineage, and they actually found that he descended from a family where there was problems over there. Someone cheated on somebody in his lineage. It was very bad. He had a bad yichus. So that was the negative reaction from reading this part. So you would think that you're not supposed to read this, like Rabbi Eliezer apparently held. So that's why the Bryce wants to tell us that we hold you are allowed to read it. Okay, main point number one. We would have thought to be concerned for the honor of Avraham, Yehuda, Bnei Yisrael, Shevet Binyamin, etc. Therefore, we're told that we even translate the story of Lot, Tamar, the Egel, Pilegesh Begiva. Main point number two. There's a machlokas whether we should read about the Toeva of Yerushalayim, the negative of Yerushalayim, and the story of a fellow who did, and it turned out that his own family was puzzled. Further now, the next part of the Braisa said that there are parts of Tanakh that we read, but we don't translate. Ve'elu nikrin v'lo metargamin. The following are read, but are not translated. Ra'avdan simen. The way to remember it, the mnemonic to remember these parts, are Reish Ayin Beis Dalid Nun. What do they represent? Maisa Ru'uvein, the story of Ru'uvein, Nikra Velomatark, and we don't translate. Umaisa Rabbi Chanin ben Gamliel Shalach LeKabul, Rabbi Chanin ben Gamliel once went to Kabul, V'hayokore Chazan HaKnesses V'yibishkon Yisrael, and the Chazan of the Shul was reading about the story in Bereshis Perek Lamed Hei, V'yibishkon Yisrael Beretz Hei, where Ru'uvein went and he was Shochev in Pilegesh Aviv, where he slept with Bilha, according to the simple reading of the pasuk. So he started reading this portion. Va'amar lo l'meturgeman, and Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel said to the meturgeman, "Al tesargem el acharon. Don't translate. Only translate the last one." V'shibchu chacham, and the chacham praised him, meaning he did the right thing. He told him only translate the very last part of the pasuk. Leave out the part about Reuven sleeping with his father's pilegesh. That we don't want translated. Ma'ase egel hasheni nikra v'lo metargem. We said that the second account of the egel we also read without translating. Esa ma'ase egel hasheni. Which pasukim is that about? What are we talking about? The second ma'ase egel. Min vayomer Moshe ad vayar Moshe. It's from the pasuk that starts vayomer Moshe until the pasuk Vayar Moshe, which means Pasuk Perik Shemos Perik Lam Beis Pasuk Chav Aleph until Pasuk Chav Hey. That talks about how Aaron told over exactly what happened with the Egel Azav to Moshe Rabbeinu. So that part we don't translate. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, La'olam Yehe Adam Zayir B'Tshuvosav Shemitoch Tshuva She'eshivu Aaron L'Moshe Pakura Ma'arim Shnemar V'Shalchei Ve'esh Ve'yetzei Ha'Egel Azav. Person should always be careful with how he answers things, because of the answer that Aaron answered Moshe when he asked him about the Egel Azav. The people who were causing problems said that there's that Avodah Zarah has some substance to it, that Avodah Zarah is actually meaningful and impactful. So we have to be very, very careful about how you say things. Main point number three, person has to be careful about how he answers things, because from Aaron's answer about the Egel, Apikorsim were able to say bad things. Birchas Kohanim Nikron V'lo Matargamin. The Birchas Kohanim we read, but don't translate. My time, why wouldn't you translate Birchas Kohanim Mishum Dechsiv Yisa? Because it says that Hashem turns His face to us, and we don't want to read that Hashem favors us. People are going to think that Hashem favors Klal Yisrael unjustly, so we don't want people to get that impression that it's an unjust favoritism that that Hashem shows to the Jewish people, to Klal Yisrael. Maisa David v'Amnon lo nikra v'lo matargamin. The story of Amnon, of David and Amnon, we don't read and we don't translate. V'hamet maisa Amnon v'tamar nikra v'lo matargamin. What are you talking about? We just said that we do translate the story of Amnon and Tamar. Lo kasha hadachsiv Amnon ben David, hadachsiv Amnon stama. When it says Amnon ben David, we'd rather not translate all of the terrible things that Amnon did. But when it just says Amnon without mentioning his father's name, so then it's not so embarrassing. Then we could mention it. Okay, now the Gemara goes on to the next price. So Tanu Rabbanan, Kol HaMikraos HaKsuvin B'Torah L'Gnai, Kornel Sonashvach. All the psukim in the Torah that are written in a way that sounds negative or disgracefully, so we could read it in a praiseworthy way. We could read it in a way that is not so disgraceful. Kigon, Yishgalena, Yishkavena. Instead of Yishgalena, we read Yishkavena. Pasuk about that Isha Sa'ares V'Isha Cher Yishkalena, that a man has Erison with a woman and another man Yishkalena. So instead we read it Yishkavena, that another man lies with her, instead of saying another man has Bio with her. It's just a nicer way of saying it. It's similar to like Lashon Nikia. Ba'apolim Batchorim. Instead of Ba'apolim, we read Batchorim. Chirionim, Devionim. Instead of the word Chirionim, we read Devionim. Lechlas Choreim, Lishlas Meme Shineim. Instead of saying to eat Choreim and to drink Meme Shineim, we read Lechlas Sosim, Lishlas Meme Raglayim. To eat the Tzoa and to drink the Meraglayim. Lemachraos, Lemotzaos. Instead of Lemachraos, we read Lemotzaos. Rabbi Shimon Karcha Omer, Lemachraos Kishman. We read Lemachraos exactly the way it's written. Mepneshu Gnai, Lavodis. Because it's not a gnai for us, that's a gnai for Avodah Zarah, that's a disgrace for Avodah Zarah. So I guess main point number four, various psukim that are written in a unrefined way, and we read it in a more refined way. These are kriz and ksivs. We read them differently than they're actually spelled. We read it in a more refined way than they're spelled. Amrav Nachman. A person shouldn't make a mockery of things, except for Avodah Zarah. That you're allowed to make a mockery of. The Chsiv Kara Bal Kores Nivo says that that Bel or Bal squats and Nivo splashes. Pasuk also says they splash, they squat together, and they can't deliver any packages, any heavy burdens. Meaning they can't excrete normally the way people would normally excrete. So that's making a mockery of the Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Anei brings a raya from the following: legal space oven yaguru shchan shomron. Because of the agalos of the baby cows of Beis Aven, and the people who live in Shomron will be afraid. So when they hear that, ki aval alav amo uchmara valav yagilu, the people are going to have avelus over it, and the priests who celebrated it al kvodo ki galim menu, because the kavod, the honor of it is left from it. Al tukri kvodo el kvedo. Instead of reading as kvodo, read it as kvedo, that the burden has left from it. So the way the actual pasuk is supposed to say is that the same kohanim, the same priest that would have rejoiced over getting rid of this burden that weighs down on the idol's bowels, right? That's what it's actually referring to. Amar Afuna bar Menoch, Meshmeder Avacha Breid Ravika. Afuna bar Menoch says the name of Avacha Breid Ravika. Shari le levar Yisrael, Meimer le lovet chavim. A Jew is allowed to tell an Ovid Avod Zara, Shak le lovet chavim v'anchi b'shin tov shalom. Take your idol and put it in your shin tov. Amar Avashi, Haiman desanai shumane, someone who has a bad reputation, Shari le levazuye v'gimel shin. You're allowed to embarrass him with gimel and shin. Meaning you're allowed to call him the son of a woman who cheats on her husband, and you're allowed to call him all sorts of bad names. You're allowed to embarrass him and even his mother. You're allowed to say that of such a person who has a bad reputation. And we always want to end with something positive. So we end the parak by saying, and if someone has a good reputation, you know what? It's permissible to praise him. You're allowed to praise him. And not only that, someone who praises him is going to get a lot of brachos on his head. Hadronalacha Kari Omid, last point over here, last main point number five, all sorts of mockery is generally usur, unless we're mocking Avodah Zarah. Mocking Avodah Zarah, that's permissible, that's even encouraged. We can make a mockery of Avodah Zarah. Okay, so God willing, next time we will start the fourth and final parak of Maseches Megillah.